allow yourself to be right now wherever you are in the process and just really tap into who you are, who you really are at the core, not maybe the external person that you put out to the public, but who you are at the core, because it's really important. And the more congruent you get with who you are at the core and who you're putting out to the world, the happier you are and the closer you are to attaining your goals. So I'm really excited about this next section because it's the kind of thing where it takes those visions, creating a goal for yourself that's real and tangible and measurable, and then breaking that down into action steps. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, and what I'd like you to do is everyone sit with your feet planted firmly on the ground or possibly sitting up in lotus style on a chair, something that's really comfortable for you. Because we're going to just delve into kind of a visualization. So I'd like you to envision. First thing to do is take a few deep breaths and really get in touch with your heart and your core as you breathe. Big breaths. And there's something magical that happens when you focus on things that bring you joy. And it's so magical that even in a situation of stress, when things aren't going your way, if you stop, take a few deep breaths, and distract yourself with going to a place of something that brings you joy, you can shift in the moment. You can shift the physiologic responses and the emotional responses that happen in those times of stress. And as we go through this program, you're going to be becoming more and more familiar with that process. So what I'd like you to do is just think about, if you've got your vision charts from Chapter 2 in front of you, that's great. And if you don't, you can just go into your own head. And what we're going to do is take one goal that you'd like to be celebrating 90 days from now. So picture this. It's 90 days from now. That puts us into the middle of October. Middle of October, if the days are starting to get cooler, they're starting to get shorter. If you live in a place where there's lots of deciduous trees, you can look out your window and probably see fiery reds and yellows and oranges out there. And you may have to put a sweater on as you go outside to enjoy the sunshine and the pleasantries of the day. What I'd like you to do is picture yourself in that setting. And I want you to think about one thing that's different about you, one goal that you'd like to attain and be living 90 days from now. Now, maybe it's that you're 20 pounds less than you are right now. Maybe it's that you're able to walk 5 miles or 3 miles or even 1 mile without tiring, or ride your bike, or keep up with your kids or your grandchildren as you go out for hikes and explore the woods. Maybe it's a particular dress that you used to wear that you'd love to get into again, and you're seeing yourself in that. Or a particular size of clothing that maybe is one size or even two sizes down from where you're at now. So picture that. Maybe it's that you are in a place where when you're stressed, you reach for things that bring you joy rather than foods or habits that hurt your health. Go there, and if you can glance at your charts from last week to remind you, that would be great. And if not, just really go inside and see something that you can move yourself into 90 days from now. When you look at goals, we look at the goals being what we call SMART goals. You want to be specific. So rather than say, I want to drop weight, you say, I'm 20 pounds less than I weigh today, or I weigh 20 pounds less, or I sit in a size, 6 or 8 or 12 clothing. Something that's specific and measurable, okay? A number like weight or pounds or length of time that you can exercise without exhaustion. The A stands for attainable. It needs to be attainable. So, for example, if you can hardly lift a 5-pound bag of apples to put them in your shopping cart today, it's unattainable to think that in 3 months you're going to be lifting 200-pound bench press, right? You want it to be a bold goal. You want it to be just outside your reach, but you also want it to be attainable. You want it to be relevant. You know, you want it to be relevant to you, your health, your happiness. You don't want it to be something silly like, you know, I can eat 5 apples in one sitting and then juggle an orange on my head. You know, maybe that's kind of a fun goal, but it's not relevant, really, to your quality of life. And then it needs to be time-bound, and we're already time-bounding it by giving you the 90 days. Okay, so let's pick a goal and get yourself in that position. Now, what I want you to do once you've got the goal, I would like you to just really look in the future and see yourself there. First, you might see yourself, and if you're not a visual person, like when you meditate or visualize, you have a hard time seeing things, maybe you can get the feeling, feel more of a kinesthetic, or maybe it's hearing. Maybe you're hearing people say, wow, Sandy, you look amazing. Your eyes are glowing, and that dress looks just amazing on you. So you're hearing those words of praise and acknowledgement from other people. So however you do it, put yourself in that situation and really be there. And I want to say one more thing about bold. We want this to be a bold goal in that, yes, we want it to be attainable, but we want it to be a little bit of a stretch. If it's, I would like to be 3 pounds less than I weigh today in 90 days, that's a bit, you know, low. You're setting your standards low. Or if you can currently walk a mile and you say in 3 months I want to be able to walk a mile and a half, you know, it's not really stretching it. It gives you a lot of wiggle room when you make your goals too low because you go, well, I only have to lose 1 pound this month and I've already done it, so boy, that chocolate cake looks really good. Or, oh, I've lost 2 pounds this month and I only had to do one. That chocolate cake looks good just this once. I'm going to reach for that.
Just one way of thinking about this.
Yes, please.
We want everyone to stretch. We want you to stretch. We just don't want you to pull a muscle in doing so.
Great. I love it, Jane. That's a great way to look at it. Yes. That's perfect. Okay. So I'm going to give you some examples of some goals that I've heard people set. You know, I sit down with people and do this process. I'm able to ride my bicycle for an hour without tiring. I weigh 150 pounds, and I permanently maintain this weight by eating healthy, wholesome foods. I'm able to breathe freely without the use of medication. I can focus on one task at a time in 15-minute increments. My knees feel strong and comfortable during exercise. My digestion is comfortable with regular elimination occurring 2 to 3 times a day. So those are some examples of really specific goals. So if yours starts out with the words more or some, you want to pinpoint it more exactly because more doesn't tell you much. You know, I'm more energetic. It's hard to measure more energetic, isn't it? You want to specify a quantity. And also, a lot of these goals, we talk about them as being ends goals, not means goals. So some people have said to me, oh, my goal is to drink a green smoothie every day or not eat sugar. Well, those are good goals. But those we'll find as we break this down and put our list together of actions, those are more actions that are going to bring you towards your goals. So they're means goals, but they're not ends goals. So the means goal of drinking a green smoothie, the end goal would be having the additional energy, dropping weight, correcting some digestive imbalances, things along those lines. When you just say it to yourself, right, today I say, I am a commitment to being able to, you know, run 5 miles in under 50 minutes by October 31st, okay? If I make that commitment, I say it to myself, a month from now, I may completely forget. Or what did I say? I was going to be able to run 4 miles in 30 minutes or what? You know, it kind of becomes vague because life takes over. So we recommend that you get the sheet written down and you keep it in a place where you can review it on a regular basis, even pinned to your bathroom mirror or your refrigerator or, you know, some other place where it's prominent and that you're going to see it on a regular basis. And just think about this in terms of why the goal is important to you and what you're going to experience. And as we're speaking this, you can start writing it down, and it'll become real for you. And the thing I wanted to interject is the other reason why we have you write this, what I'll experience when I achieve my goal. So for me, I will feel invigorated and proud of myself. I will feel fit. I'll just feel just really happy, joyful. And instead of saying it that way, I say, I'm running, I'm doing this, I've completed this goal, and I just feel so wonderful. I feel so proud of myself. I feel as if my whole world has opened up to me because I have the strength and the stamina to do things that I've never been done before. When I started to say that at the beginning, I was saying it, what I will feel like. It was hard for me to find the words. Once I turned it around, just right in this moment, this is an aha moment for me. Once I turned that around and I started to say, I'm able to do this. I feel fantastic. I was able to actually really get more close to those feelings. Because as I was doing it with a projection, it was still in a distance, and I wasn't able to connect to the feeling as deeply. So go ahead and try that. And if you're doubting the importance of stating it in present language, state it in the future language. I will be, this. I will be that. I will be this. And then go ahead and turn it around and see how much more depth and oomph it has when you state it in present language. So sorry, Jane, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know you wanted to complete. When you read it back, say what I'll experience when I achieve my goal, write it down. And then read it back, but read it out loud, right? If you get what I call the goosebump factor, you read it and you just get chills and you just like, and you have a big broad smile on your face, you know you've nailed it. You know you've nailed it. If you read it and you just feel kind of ho-hum about it, then go back in and refine it a bit and see what it would take to get the, oh, yeah. Because when you read it in present tense, your brain hears that and it goes, wow, yeah.
What you'll be doing is taking that 90-day bold goal, and you're just going to break it up into manageable parts. It's the same thing as if you, if you were to tackle spring cleaning in your house, then you have to do it room by room, or it's just going to be completely overwhelming, and you'll never get through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're doing the same thing with this. You chunk it down. Now, from my perspective, there are two primary reasons why you always want to chunk your goals down into manageable parts. And one of those is that smaller goals are easier to obtain. You can do it in little bits and pieces, like one step in front of the other, rather than catapulting forward. And the other is that that if you're looking only at the goal that's 90 days into the future, then maybe you'll have a tendency to postpone action, or maybe it just seems so far into the future that it doesn't seem real for you. But when you take that down and break it into manageable parts, then it's go, oh, okay, that is real for me. That is real for me. I can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to go for. Because the extent to which you can really picture yourself, your ideal self, realizing your goal, then that's the extent to which your goals become real for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we broke these down into the first 30 days, the second 30 days, and the third 30 days. And what you do with this is you make the commitment again. I, Jane Harden, am a commitment to, and we'll say in this instance, a certain percentage drop in body fat. That's a measurable goal. And actually right now might be a really good time for me to remind all of you as you're working on your goals that your goals should be SMART. And SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. And so by making your goals SMART, then, you've got a good goal if it's a SMART goal, if it fits all of those qualities.
Criteria.
Now, all that criteria. Thank you. Now, here's the one thing we want to point out about you having these three 30-day goals. In most instances, these are not equal. It just because it happens to work out that way. If you are, if your bold 90-day health goal is to drop 20 pounds, for instance, you may experience more weight loss in that first month. Typically, people do. That doesn't mean you won't have good sustaining weight loss in future weeks, but usually in the beginning there will be a little bit more. And so in that case, it, then your first 30-day goal, instead of it being one-third of 20 pounds, then, you know, in, you know, 6.66 pounds, then you're, instead it would be, you know, perhaps you would make that one 9 pounds and then split the difference in the other in the future months. The reverse could be said if it was something, if your goal is going to be measured by body fat, if you're wanting to drop a certain percentage of body fat, because, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, Rita Marie, but it's my understanding that you may, as you begin working your exercises, and of course with your diet and all as well too, you're breaking down some muscle through your exercise and building up muscle through your exercise, so that might, it will have more of an accumulative effect, and you might actually see more towards the in the third month rather than the first month.
That's absolutely true. Because you're burning, you're creating more muscle by doing your exercise, and the muscle then breaks down more fat. So you're right. And the other place where it might be the opposite, where you get a little bit slower, is with exercise in general, like endurance exercise. So at the beginning, you may say that if you're not able to walk around the block without pain and exhaustion, you may just say that my goal is to be able to walk around the block by the end of the first month. But by the end of the second month, my goal is to be able to walk a mile. And once you've walked a mile, to be able to increase that to maybe 3 miles even by the end of the third month would not be so far-fetched. So you break it down into a smaller beginning step just so you don't overwhelm your system. And as you get stronger, you'll be able to accelerate that progress a little bit more. So, and don't worry if it's not, you know, exact. And if the whole idea is to just do this in terms of making it a smaller chunk, a chunk that seems more manageable than the big 90-day thing.
Right. I almost see these the chunks of your big goal as more how you're going to measure your action plan. Basically, it'll help you. Mm-hmm. It'll help you tweak your action plan. Like, am I doing this? Does it look like I need to step up my action plan, or? Or maybe am I pushing too hard on it or whatnot? It'll help you in that way. It'll help
you. And that's that's a good point, Jane, because that's what, at the end of each 30-day, you would go back and evaluate, how close did I come? Did I exceed my goal? Did I not quite make it? And what do I have to do action plan-wise to move that forward? Well, maybe your particular regime or a particular diet wasn't quite there. You may need to tweak it. So if you reevaluate at the end of each 30 days, as opposed to waiting until the full 90 days, then you can, like a plane, correct, go back on course, go off course, back on course, off course, back on course. Whereas if you don't correct, right, you know, just keep off course, 90 days you're in China when you meant to go to England, right? So in this case, if you correct, then you can get yourself back on course to England rather than continuing to head towards China.
Right. Yeah, great. So on these, in setting this up, and dividing this down into 3 one-month increments, what you do want to remember to do, of course, is to put the by date. And then, in fact, if you want to print out or copy off or write out what your current goal is, you know, in this case, it's the first 30-day goal, and also put that, as Dr. Rita Marie mentioned earlier, put your bold goal. You don't want to lose focus on your bold goal. You continue to envision that and own that, but also put your current sub goal where you can see it, you know right underneath it or separately, whatever works for you. You'll figure this out by what works for you, and you can always let us know if you need some suggestions along that way. So,
and even in addition to, sorry, there was a pause.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
In addition to, so you've got this sheet, and it has first 30-day goal, second 30-day goal, and the third 30-day goal, and the third 30-day goal is just a repeat of your 90-day goal. But what you can do to make it easy to carry around is to make a couple of index cards and just write your 30-day goal on there. And you know, write your first one, your second one, your third one. And so you keep it with you and you read it. And, you know, when things get, you know, like, should I go exercise right now or should I go out for pizza with my friends? Well, what's more consistent with making my goal? You know, so it really helps you to remember. And if you do it, if you keep your goal sheet, your bold goal sheet where you have that really nice detail about how I'll feel, and you read that every day, and you read that before you have to make some tough decisions, and you really get into the feeling of it, it's going to make those decisions just seem like easy. You know, it's just the same way you might turn down, you know, somebody asks if you want to hit on their cocaine, and you say, no, thank you. You know, the same kinds of decision-making process may come about with things that used to be challenging for you, like, would you like to come get some beer and pizza with us? Or, you know, don't bother with that exercise, you know, let's just go watch TV instead. You'll have a real strong, like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do this because it's getting me towards my goal. And the more you read it and the more you reiterate it, the closer you are to having easy decisions. And don't we all want those decisions to be easy? Don't we want our lives to be easy?
And very honestly, most of you are probably not imagining your 90-day goal is something that you could feel as strongly about, like what Dr. Rita Marie was talking about right now. But don't forget, what's going to be following it is us giving you the tools to help make that possible. So,
right, exactly.
As long as right now, your 90-day bold goal, when you read it out loud to yourself, that, yeah, I want this. I deserve it. This is me. As long as you feel
mm-hmm.
that way, you're ready to go on and do the next steps. And if you're having trouble with that, going, you know, this just feels dry to me, this feels too empty and hollow to me, then it may be, you may need to go back and read over some of the things that really gave you a zing in your writing about your ideal you,
and in your loves, the 20 things you love most to do.
Love to do, yeah. And if you're...
Oh, and let me give you one other hint with that, too. Oh, sorry.
No,
delay. It's driving
okay.
me nutty. Go ahead and finish, and then I'll add what I was going to say.
Oh, well, I was just saying, and it seems like with everyone who's been making their submissions that you're using enough of those descriptive words to feel that type of zing of the work that you've done in Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. And I can say that because I get a zing just from reading them. So I'm assuming that made you feel good. So if you're feeling that this, you know, this 90-day bold goal, it's just, you know, it might as well be somebody else's. It feels that empty to me. Then reconnect back and draw again from that Chapter 1, Chapter 2.
Right. And get a new one for yourself.
Yeah.
Great. Well, one thing I wanted to point out to you, it's at the end, bottom of page 7, and it's a quote I really love, and it relates well to this exercise. And it's from Henry David Thoreau. And it says, in the long run, men hit only what they aim at. So
yeah.
if you don't aim at your goal, how could you expect to reach it? You know, how could you expect to really reach it if you haven't made it real and set your aim and then, you know, done the action steps that it takes to get you there?
Well, should we go on and talk about the next step in the chapter, Dr. Rita Marie?
Let's do, because this is the juice. The other part is the juice, and this is the tool, the actual you know, day-to-day stuff that you get to do to make this real. This is like at the beginning of this section, it says, achieving a goal is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. Are you willing to work? Well, you know, I've probably found that it's a little bit more inspiration, but the only way you're going to get to do the, you know, get the goal to happen is if you're, if you actually do the steps. You know, if you just put it out there and you don't do the steps, it's not going to happen necessarily.
And this is thing to keep in mind. There's nothing magical about writing out your 90-day bold goal and hanging it up on your bathroom mirror and reading it every day and it just happens. That's not the way it works. The way it works is, the way the magic works is that by reading it every day and seeing it on that bathroom mirror and re-exciting yourself about it every time, that you are then drawn to take the action necessary. But how do you know what action is necessary? Because you've already given it some thought. That's what step four is about, creating your action plan. Because you've gotten this far, once you're, let's say, put it that way, for those of you who have not gotten to this point yet, when you do, then you already have a really good idea of what you're going for. I mean, it's laid out. You know what the ultimate goal is. You know what the intermediate goals are. And so it's going to be now much easier to decide, what do I need to do to make this happen? What do I need to do? If in the case of dropping the lowering the body fat, well, okay, that means I'm probably going to need to do some kind of form of an exercise. Well, what form of exercise? Do I need to check into things? Do I need to evaluate the gym I'm going to see if it offers me what I need, or to sign up for one? Do I need to get a trainer? What kind of support do I need? Am I going to need a good pair of walking shoes? Basically, think through every aspect and be a devil's advocate with yourself, saying, "Oh, well, yeah, but I really wasn't able to do that goal because." Well, what are all those becauses? What are all those hiccups that might come along the way to stop you from making it happen? And you're doing the pre-planning now. You're being proactive now, and you're saying, we don't want that to happen, so what is it I need to get? What is it I need to do? And now, so now you're going to make a list of those things.
And when you first start to make that list, Just brainstorm. Don't worry about them in being in the right order. Don't worry about whether they're really applicable. Just let your brain go to, if I want to achieve this goal, what do I need to have done? And what, Jane, what you just said really triggered another piece to me, is one of the ways that you can help to get your action steps before is if this is a kind of a goal you've set before, like a weight loss or a strength or a fitness or, you know, something about your joint pains or your digestion, and you haven't quite made it, what were some of the excuses you used? That is great. I really love that. What were some of the excuses that you used in the past for not having made that goal? Write those down, because we want to take care of those right up front so that you don't have those excuses to fall back on. You've thought it through. So if it was, well, I just didn't have the right shoes, so I didn't get to exercise, put down there, get the right shoes. Or if, oh, I didn't have a blender, so I couldn't make smoothies, so I couldn't, you know, do this particular diet, write it down. Buy a blender. Got it?
And then as you go through, what's going to feel really great are some of these things you're going to accomplish very, very easily. And you can check that one off and just go on through the list. Some of these might take a little bit more. I mean, you know, obviously, finding the right coach that you want to work with may take a little bit longer than you know, buying a pedometer to wear or something. Yeah. So, you know, but that's okay. There's no, you know, just put them all down there. What if it may be doing nothing but on one of your actions, it could be nothing more than exploring websites for the resources that you need in your area. Then you can make these as specific as you want. And many times, actually, by making it specific, then you're going to start seeing, you go, okay, well, I'm going to start an exercise program. And we just leave it vague like that. But then when you instead start thinking in terms of, oh, yeah, well, what does that really mean? And when you start getting really, really specific with yourself, you go, oh, yeah, that's the one that always sneaks up behind me and surprises me and stops me from doing what I need to do. So, anyway, That's going to be the
good
tool.
Point. I love it. Yep. So brainstorm those first, and then we'll get, you may throw some out, you may find some more that you're going to add, but just really brainstorm it. Something, an example came up. You might have something about, you know, improving your digestion or something specifically about your thing, and maybe you decide one of the steps you need is you need to buy a water filter. Well, just buying a water filter is not necessarily all this requires. You're not just going to, you know, go to Target and buy a water filter. You may have, well, the first step before buying the water filter is to research and find out what might be the best water filter and where the price range is and what can I afford to do at this point. So there's a bunch of different things that you'll require to do it. So as you brainstorm and jot these things down and you read them back and you go, well, wait, there's like five steps that are required for me to get to that step.
Yeah. And that truly is helpful. It's the same thing that you do in business, really. It's the same thing that you do in business. A corporate department doesn't just set out a goal and go, yeah, let's do that. No, they break it all down very specifically. And
you know, another point I wanted to make on that is when you write that goal, you may not know how you're going to do it. You may not know how to do that, and that's where getting support column is going to come in handy. And you just know that. You just focus on the what right now, and we're going to talk to you about how the how can just, you know, kind of, you can determine the how later on.
I'm really so glad you brought up that point, Rita. That's very, very key. We cannot reiterate that a lot. A lot of this is just determining the what and letting the how fall into place as we go. So.
Absolutely. And when you have a powerful enough why, which is that feeling that you're going for, because it's all about feeling. When it really comes down to all of this stuff, guys, it's really about feeling good, isn't it? Like really feeling comfortable in your skin, comfortable in your body, comfortable with how you look and portray yourself, comfortable in your surroundings. It's all about feeling good. And when you really juice up that why and you really can feel it and taste it, the how starts to fall into place. And when you put it out to the universe, and I don't want to get all airy-fairy on you, but when you put it out to the universe that's what you're moving towards, you're just in that and you're vibrating it and you're glowing it, somehow these hows find their path to you. I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you just didn't know, you knew you had to do something, and all of a sudden somebody came up to you and said, hey, you know, I just found this, you know, whatever, this might be great for, and you go, oh, my God, that's exactly what I was looking for. You know, I needed somebody to fix my pipe in my kitchen before I could install my water filter, before I could, you know, start my health program, whatever. So you just will find that those things will find their way to you, and the resources will find their way to you. And when you get to the next step, that first step is brainstorming them and writing them down. In the next step, we're going to transfer them and be a little more specific. You're just going to transfer the steps that make sense. Some of the ones you wrote down, you may go, well, that's not really valid. I don't need this. And some of them you're going to put in there. And then you really want to focus on what kind of support do you need to accomplish this. And when you don't know how to do something, the kind of support that's important. So if it's something along the lines of doing specific exercises to strengthen your back, right? Well, maybe you don't have a clue what those are. What kind of support do you need? Well, maybe you need a videotape to show you. Maybe you need a book. Maybe you need a person or a personal trainer or a physical therapist. So as you write down all those steps you need, if you need support with those, write down what support you need. I want to explain on this chart, we put a date column. And the reason we put a date column is to help you to make it measurable and specific. So if you write down that I need to buy a pair of walking shoes, right, you need to put a date in there. You say, you look at your calendar, you go, well, tomorrow's all booked up and I have this meeting and that, but you know what? Friday would be a really good day for me to do it. And you just put it in your calendar. You put, I'm going to do this by Friday. And then you can keep looking at this, and it will give you the step-by-step so it doesn't just get, oh, yeah, I forgot to start that running program because I haven't gotten the shoes yet. And it's like 4 weeks into the goal, and you're getting behind on your accomplishment. So it's really helpful to do that.